Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is October the 28th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. This is something we do every day. We take kids from all around the world, and we lead them through some amazing passages in the Bible, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. And today, this Friday, is a special day. In fact, every Friday is special because now we have something called Friday Friends. Our Friday friends are guest readers of the Daily Radio Bible for Kids, some of our very own listeners who are doing the podcast for us each Friday. Today's Friday friend comes once again from the great country of Canada. Let's welcome Brendan.
Hi, my name is Brendan from Vancouver, and today's passage is from the book of Acts 16:16-40. We are reading from the New Living Translation. Let's jump right in. One day, as we were going down to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit that enabled her to tell the future. She earned a lot of money for her masters by telling fortunes. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved." This went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated that he turned and said to the demon within her, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And instantly, it left her. Her master's hopes of wealth were now shattered, so they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them before the authorities at the marketplace. "The whole city is in an uproar because of these Jews," they shouted to the city officials. "They are teaching customs that are illegal for us Romans to practice." A mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas, and the city officials ordered them stripped and beaten with wooden rods. They were severely beaten and they were thrown into prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure they didn't escape, so the jailer put them in the inner dungeon and clamped their feet in the stocks. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. He assumed the prisoners had escaped, so he drew his sword to kill himself. But Paul shouted to him, "Stop! Don't kill yourself! We are all here!" The jailer called for lights and ran to the dungeon and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in Lord Jesus and you will be saved, along with everyone in your household." And they shared the word of the Lord with him and with all who lived in his household. Even at the hour of the night, the jailer cared for them and washed their wounds. Then he and everyone in his household were immediately baptized. He brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He and his entire household rejoiced because they all believed in God. The next morning, the city officials sent the police to tell the jailer, "Let those men go." So the jailer told Paul, "The city officials have said you and Silas are free to leave. Go in peace." But Paul replied, "They have publicly beaten us without a trial and put us in prison, and we are Roman citizens. So now they want us to leave secretly? Certainly not. Let them come themselves to release us." When the police reported this, the city officials learned that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens. So they came to the jail and apologized to them. Then they brought them out and begged them to leave the city. When Paul and Silas left the prison, they returned to the home of Lydia. There they met with the believers and encouraged them once more. Then they left the town.
Thanks, Hunter. That was fun. Before I go, I'd like to send a shout-out to Callum, Mark, David, Jack, and Gabe. Thanks again.
Wow, that was great, Brendan. You did a great job. Thanks for reading for us. Well, God used Paul and Silas to save their jailer's life and to tell him about Jesus. Because they were willing to share their faith, the jailer's entire family accepted Jesus as their Savior. God took the negative situation in which Paul and Silas found themselves in and used it for something good. Bad circumstances aren't always bad experiences. God can and does reverse things. He performs miracles, even through hard times, even when your situation looks really awful. So we can trust God that He will use whatever circumstances we have in our life to somehow work out for the good. This is what James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3 says. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let's let it grow. Well, hey, once again, we've done it. We've spent some time in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Before I let you go, however, I just want to invite you to be one of our Friday friend readers. If you'd like to read the Bible for us the way Brendan did today, well, send me an email and I'll tell you all that you need to know. You'll be blessed and so will we. All right, my friends, you go forward in God's joy and you remember this. You remember that you are loved. No doubt about it. All right, I'll talk to you again soon. You take care. Bye-bye.